They did kick off early in the game, and the start of the game, I should say, and it was a line drive right off a Beaver River player, and they were able to get that ball back, recovered in the midfield, and went down and scored.
Yeah, that, I mean, that was huge. Huge, because technically they got the ball twice, you know, and most times you don't do that.
So a big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios, keeping track of everything there for WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Welcome to all our listeners who are listening online. And you can also go back anytime, listen to these games at WCDOsports.com. Our game audio archive is brought to you by SFCU. A kick that went high up into the night sky. BG is able to field it at the 40, and a little run back of about 6 yards here for the Bobcats. Nice little return there, and a good heads-up play by Noah Patton, as that thing was sky high, and he was able to field it and pick up a couple of yards there.
Yeah, it was. It was like a looked like a sand wedge coming off of a golf club. You know, I mean, it was like incredibly high, and he made a nice catch and carried it forward for about 7 yards, first and 10.
So here's the Bobcats again in the navy blue tops with the navy blue helmet, the gray pants, going left to right. Beaver River's in the all-white with the orange trim. Here's Beams on a QB keeper running to the right side in front of the BG bench. Good for maybe about 1 yard. Speaking of golf, how many more weeks you think you got in you, Tim? How many more weeks are you going to get out?
Me?
Yes.
As many as I can.
Till the snow flies?
Well, we have done that before, but I'm getting old, dude. I can't take it in my bones anymore. Like, I'm going to say October.
October? Okay.
I definitely will play early in October because there's a tournament in memory of my dad, so we'll play in that. But usually end of October is when I hang them up.
Here's a second down, and BG throws over the middle. It's picked off by Beaver River. And they're at the 40 now, back to midfield. Beaver River trying to return this here, and they're going to get all the way down into BG territory at the 40. Picked off by the Beaver. That was Josh Bush, who read the coverage and brought it back.
What a real nice play by that young man. It was almost like he baited Beams to throw that ball, and then as soon as the ball was in the air, he went after it, and he got it and brought it back into BG territory. So first and 10 for the Beavers on the Bainbridge Bobcat 40.
Yeah, about a 40-yard return, I would say, there.
Yeah, pretty close.
So well done there, and that might turn the momentum here for the Beavers. Let's see. Just a minute into the third quarter. And so the Beavers now going right to left. After that interception, they are going to have some life here, trailing 16-0. But, boy, if they could go down, put some points on the board. Yeah. Jonah Mullen, the senior quarterback, trying to lead his team on the road in this comeback game. They throw to the outside. Pass is complete. Brought down, though, at the 35. Good for about 5 yards for Brett Dickup.
Yep, nice little step off the line. Just hit him right in the numbers, and he gets 5 yards, second down and five.
10:45 to go, third quarter. Again, Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you tonight here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Nice crowd here tonight in Bainbridge out to support the Bobcats in week one of the high school football season. So a second down and about five to go for the Beavers. Here's the snap. They're going to hand it off to the far side. Ball is loose. Picked up here by BG. Stripped out of there, and it's Beams going forward out to about midfield. Gregory was able to strip that ball away from Gavin Fowler, and the Bobcats get it back.
Talk about a fortuitous bounce right to Beams, and Beams took off the left sideline, and he gets back to about the 50-yard line, I believe.
It might not have been Beams. I think it was maybe Kenyon Pickens who actually took off there.
Okay.
But either way, Gregory got the strip, and yes, it was Pickens who went streaking up the sideline. Well done.
So the ball spotted at the BG 48.
And so an interception and then a fumble. Both teams have traded giveaways here. And now Hagorian will run forward here for the Bobcats, muscling his way for about 8 or 9 yards into Beaver River territory at about the 44.
Yeah, real nice run on first down by Hagorian. He took the ball off the left edge and cut back into the middle to get the extra 3 yards. So it'll bring up second down and two.
So 9:50 to go, third quarter. A 16-0 lead for the Bobcats over Beaver River here tonight in Bainbridge. And the Bobcats going left to right. Here's Beams in the shotgun. Second down and about three to go. Snap was high. He pulled it down, gives it to Hagorian, and the pile comes crashing down on him. Leading the charge was Dylan Campo, there for the Beavers.
A little delayed handoff in the backfield, and I think that gave the defense a little time to get some penetration into the backfield, and they met him. He got back to the line of scrimmage, so it's third down and two.
9:15 to go, third quarter. Tim, I'd love your opinion on this. Your BG, you have a 16-0 lead. You can work this clock. Are you already thinking that right now at this point in the game? Hey, let's run, try to pick up the yards, but let's chew some clock, too.
As long as it's within our game philosophy, how we started the day.
So here is a third down, and it's going to be a quarterback keeper for Beams. First down and more right up the gut, slicing and dicing his way across the 40, brought down at the 35.
Again, like you said before, you know, they're a young team, so you don't want to make them have to do something that they haven't been preparing for the entire time. Now, you can do that within your normal game plan. I 100% agree with you, Nate.
So 8:50 to go here in this third quarter. It just kind of struck me because I'm looking up at the board here. You have the lead, you're moving the ball, and boy, if you can keep that clock moving, that's got to be a nice luxury to have right now if you're Israel Lormer and the Bobcats. So 8.5 to go in the third. Beams in the shotgun. Two wide receivers to the right. Two to the left. He's got Matthews in motion. Pulls it down, throws, and it's tipped right at the line there by the Beavers. Pass is incomplete.
Number 70 on the end there for the Beavers. Got this big mitt up in the air and knocked the ball down. Otherwise, Hagorian might be still running.
Derek Cheney was able to get his mitts on that one. This will bring up a second down and 10 to go. 8:24 to go in the third. BG leading 16-0. Trying to pick up a opening week win here on Friday Night Lights. And here is the snap. Boy, it was almost like Beams wasn't ready for that. Pulls it down, has to tuck it and run. Maybe good for a gain of one. I mean, he wasn't in any sort of an athletic stance.
No.
It went right towards his helmet. Somehow he caught it.
Yeah.
I don't know how he did.
He showed some really good athletic ability right there, because if he wasn't ready for it, he got his hands up quickly to catch the ball. He easily could have hit him in the face mask and gone back to the line of scrimmage where the linemen are for the Beavers.
That could have been a disaster waiting to happen, but instead he was able to pick up maybe a yard, maybe get back to the line of scrimmage. So about a 3rd and 9, 3rd and 10 here for the Bobcats. They are in Beaver River territory, going left to right. Here's the snap. Beams drops back, looking to his right, rolls to his right. He's at the 40, pulls it down, throws, and passes incomplete. He was looking for Ethan Gregory, but ran out of real estate.
Yeah, Beams started to run the ball, and he probably would have got probably past the line of scrimmage, because big number 55 and linebacker for the Beavers was right there and made an errant throw. So 4th down and 10.
Yeah, Rodney Legree was coming up there for the Beavers. Made the play. So 4th down here with 7:38 to go in the third. BG leads 16-0.
And I do want to say, Beams is not real big. I mean, he does get out. He does stay in the pocket and throw, which is really hard for a shorter
kid. He's 5'9".
Yeah, I mean, that's hard to do. So you get him out on the edge like that, that's a good way to get him to throw. But that one was not good.
4th down for Beams, and BG flushed out of the pocket again. He's going to tuck it and run. He's got that speed to the 30. First down here for BG, shoved out of bounds at the 20. Beams making it happen with his legs.
Yeah, nice little play right there by the quarterback. He looked up to make the read on this pattern and realized that there was nobody open, and he just took off and counted on those legs of his and got the first down. The ball's going to be spotted at about the 19-yard line of Beaver River.
7.5 to go in the third. BG leads 16-0 over visiting Beaver River from Section 3. As we've said a couple times tonight, they are up above Old Forge, about 114 miles away, kind of that spot between Old Forge and Watertown. So here is BG handing off to Hagorian on first down at the Beaver River 18. Rumbles for a couple of yards there, maybe 3 or 4.
Yeah, Hagorian off the left side between the guard and tackle, and he gets good yardage until he gets to the second level, and the linebackers finished him off there. 2nd down and 6.
Ball down to about the 14-yard line here for BG. Taking their time as that clock ticks down to 7 minutes to go. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you tonight on WCDO, and Beams on a QB keeper. Tries to run up the middle, but the Beavers building a dam there, and they bring him down.
Good one, Nate. Good one. So, anyways, the play was disrupted in the backfield there by one of the interior linemen, got inside and made Beams make a cut he didn't need to make, and two other tacklers for the Beavers finished him off. Short, I'm going to say he lost two, and it'll bring up third down and 8.
Are you proud that I waited till the third quarter to say something like that?
I was thinking, you know, who's going to make it the move, but no.
We had one
here. I was going to say, you know what would be neat is if it was Beaver River Platypuses.
Yeah.
Something you wouldn't expect, you know? It would be like...
Yeah. I asked Israel when I was here the other day, as they'll hand it off here on a third down, a sweep to the outside for Jack Matthews. Going to be short of the first down, but he's just at about the 10-yard line.
Yeah, so it's four down territory here for the... Well, no, wait a minute. They do have a kicker.
That's true. We'll see what they decide to do.
It would be a different hash. It'd be pretty close to about the same yardage he kicked before.
Well, I was here the other day, and I said to Coach Iz, I said, Beaver River. I'm assuming they're the Beavers. I hadn't looked it up yet, and I wish I could remember his response, but he said something like, well, they're not the Eagles, Nate, or, you know, something like that.
I like platypuses. That's a good one. Beaver River platypuses.
So here we go on a fourth down now for BG. They're marching. They're going to hand it off to Hagorian up the middle. He's got that first down. And the pile comes down on him, but that's okay. He's got enough to move the chains inside the 10.
Based on that linesman's mark, though, it looks like it's close. But no, they're giving it to him. Oh, wait a minute.
We might
have a measurement.
Yeah, they haven't moved here yet. This could be our first measurement of the season.
This is it.
I thought he got by and then got pushed back.
I know. I was like, but it looked to me like the linesman lost sight of Hagorian in the pile and misspotted the ball, and it might cost Bainbridge.
All right, here we go. Chain gang is coming out.
Because that was fourth down, right?
Yeah, that was fourth down. They're earning their pay here tonight. Boy, this is going to be...
This is big both ways.
This is going to be close. I think they're short.
They are
short by a whisker. And so BG comes up empty on that drive.
Yeah. Well, that's good for the Beavers, obviously, but now they've got a full field to go. 90 yards they got to cover. With 5:09 to go in the third.
Yeah, 5:09 to go in the third, 16-0. And so a nice drive there by BG just kind of runs out of gas right inside the 10-yard line. So Beaver River goes back to work here on their last drive. They did fumble as Ethan Gregory was able to strip their running back, who's been very good here tonight, Gavin Fowler. But Beaver River has not found the back of the end zone so far here tonight.
And they've kind of gone to the running game a little bit more than that. Oh, yeah. We got a little defective chain now.
Well, the chain gang came out, and they either got a knot or something over
they
there.
They got something going on.
Let's use this opportunity. We're going to step away for just a minute here. 5:09 to go in the third. 16-0 lead for BG over Beaver River. We'll be back on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Have you enjoyed a tasty meal at Bob's Diner in Bainbridge lately? Bob's is open 7 days a week and features daily and blue plate specials, awesome homemade soups, and Bob's popular chili available every day. Check out Bob's Build Your Own Burger menu, along with homemade desserts like pies, cakes, muffins, and more. And seniors age 65, you receive a 10% discount on breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees all week long. Only at Bob's Diner, the home of the bottomless cup of coffee on North Main Street in Bainbridge.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. The chain gang was able to get everything straightened out, and in the meantime, Beaver River had one play, a first down, a throw over the middle to their slot receiver, which was good for a first down completion. Now they'll go back to Fowler here on first and 10 as Beaver River is at their own 25, trying to march out of their own end. Good for maybe a yard or two here.
Yeah, it'll bring up second down and 9 for the Beavers. The ball will be spotted right about the 25-yard line.
So 4:25 to go, third quarter. BG football leading Beaver River 16-0 here in Bainbridge tonight. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Tim Cutting. Jim Tomeo is back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Thanks for spending some time with us on this Friday night. Beaver River throws over the middle, pass is complete. Good for a first down on the play there. That was Carson Peters hauling it in for Beaver River.
Yeah, nice little just straight up run up the middle of the field, got behind the linebackers, and Mullen put it on him. Good for first down yardage, as Nate said. We'll bring up first and 10. Ball is going to be spotted just shy of the 40.
BG takes a timeout. We're going to step away for 30 seconds. With 4:05 to go in the third quarter, BG leads 16-0 over Beaver River on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. A 16-0 score for BG over Beaver River. 4:05 to go in the third quarter. It is 49-3. Tioga is on top of Sydney, just up Route 7 here tonight in Sydney. And so a tough opener tonight for the Warriors. We'll focus in on this game here between the Bobcats and the Beavers. Out of the timeout, ball is tipped and intercepted here by BG. And guess who it was? I was thinking it was 55,
yeah,
but no. I'm thinking it's somebody else now. Intercepted by the Bobcats.
I saw him too, and I was like, he's always around the ball. And I was going to say the same thing, and I'm like, nope, it wasn't him.
It was 56.
56.
Tony Ladd coming up with that interception.
56 on LT's birthday.
How about
Lawrence
that?
Lawrence Taylor's birthday.
I didn't know it
yes,
was LT's
absolutely.
Birthday. Boy. So 55 and 56 doing some business tonight here for BG, Damon Seymour and Tony Ladd.
You know these things if you're a Giant fan.
That's true. I mean, I grew up watching LT. I should know that stuff. Man, he was a beast. So 56 making the interception. That's Tony Ladd and BG here at midfield with 4 minutes to go in the third. On the first and 10, great field position once again. No points for either team so far here in the second half. Here's Beams to the left side, bounces to the outside. Wants to keep it running, turns the corner. Good for about 5 yards with 3:50 to go in the third. Oh, there is a flag. Okay. So flag on the field here. Boy, we were saying in the first half been pretty clean, but now we've had, an interception and a fumble.
It's the announcer's curse.
It really is.
You can't say anything. It's like, as soon as we said it, all of a sudden, boom,
yeah.
hanky. Yeah, legal procedure, and there's an injured player over on the far side.
Yep, injured player on the far side. Yeah, Beaver River with a fumble and an interception, and BG with an interception. So it's been a battle of turnovers here in the second half. Let's step away for this injury. BG leads 16-0 late in the third quarter on WCDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM,
the Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' World's Best Banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Injured player on the field was Ethan Beams, and with our medical degrees up here, we have deduced that he had a cramp over there, and they were stretching him out a little bit. And so he is over on the sideline now, as BG's going to have to deal without him for a couple of plays on a second down and long. That play went really nowhere.
So what's your treatment for that?
Well, we've seen mustard over the years.
Yeah.
We've seen Gatorade. We've seen pickle juice.
Yeah, pickle juice is another one.
So, do you remember, were you at the game a couple of years ago? We did Delhi-Walton, and Delhi was cramping bad, real bad. It was a hot day. And those guys were just taking mustard and just squirting it like a water bottle right into their mouths.
The old French's yellow mustard.
I mean, guys were just coming off, and I mean, I'd never seen it to that extreme. But they were doing anything they could to try to keep those cramps at bay.
Because they had low numbers, too.
Yeah, they did. And so at quarterback right now is Nolan Hawkins. He's going to hand one off to Jack Matthews, a sweep to the outside. Nowhere to go. And this is going to be a third down and long here for BG at midfield.
What a great job by the defense of the Beavers on that play. Just strung it out and made Matthews run horizontal instead of turning up the field. He was unable to do that. He loses about 4 yards on the play. We'll bring up third down and 16.
Beam's still over, trying to stretch everything out here. And I think we're not going to see him for the rest of at least this series. Seems to be okay, though. He's alert. He's up and walking, just definitely a cramp. So Hawkins is going to have to fill in on a third down and long. And they'll look to hand it off again. A run to the inside here, getting back across midfield for Caleb Brimmer. But nowhere to go, and I think BG's going to turn to the punting game now with 2 minutes to go in the third.
Yeah, I'd give it to number 87 and let him kick it right through the goalpost. That's what I'm calling right here, Nate.
Yeah, Ethan Gregory has got a heck of a leg on him.
Ooh, oh, my goodness, I guess he's got a leg on him. If he gets the snap cleanly, he will kick it a long ways. But if it's short, it might have to rush it a little bit, and that might change it. So I'm going to put a little added verbiage in there.
So Beams is at the 40-yard line to our left. Snap was high. He's going to get a good boot on it, though. And this one's going to take a BG bounce. Went right past the Beaver River player. It's going to slow down, and BG's going to catch up to it and down it at the 1 yard line here. Can't get much better than that.
I was only 11 yards away.
What a kick. That was a great kick.
Talk about flipping a field here, folks. He kicked it from about his own 40 to the 1.
It had a great roll on it. You know, I would say it landed about the 20, took a wicked hop.
Bounced right over the receiver.
Yeah, past the Beaver River guy who was back there to receive, who was the quarterback, Jonah Mullen. And he probably said, oh, boy, as that thing started to slow down. Mm-hmm. And now they are pinned against their own goal line.
Fantastic coverage by a couple kids from BG on that to stay with it.
Yeah, well,
they stopped it just short of the goal line.
Let's see if BG dials up some pressure here on a blitz as Mullen is standing in his own end zone for Beaver River. He throws, and it's complete, and that's going to get him out of harm's way out to about the 10-yard line. And pass is complete, and guess who? That's our boy, Gavin Fowler, who's been doing some great work tonight.
Yeah, he's done a really nice job at his middle linebacker spot. And I'll tell you what, that's the second time that Beaver River has gone to the slot receiver on that little slant.
1 minute to go here in the third quarter, a 16-0 lead for BG over Beaver River from Section 3 in week one of the high school football season. A beautiful fall, early fall night, I should say, here in Bainbridge. waiting for the snap in the shotgun. This is going to be a first down. They're going to try to go long, and this one is almost picked off. Good coverage there by BG, and I believe that was Ryan Perry back in coverage.
Ryan Perry was such good coverage on that play. He was actually the receiver.
Yeah.
I mean, he was that far ahead of the guy and thought he was going to intercept it. Looked like it was going to come back the other way, but just off the fingertips.
40 seconds to go here in the third. Looks like another update coming out of Sydney here. Let me see if I can take a look. 56-3 for Tioga over the Sydney Warriors tonight. And that is still in the third quarter up at Alumni Field. 40 seconds to go here in the third. Still a 16-0 game. It looks like Beaver River is going to have
false
a false start.
Yeah, false start.
False start of the Beavers.
And so if you're BG, not the cleanest third quarter we've ever seen, but they're making the plays necessary, Tim, and they're finding ways to protect this lead, chew clock, and as you said earlier, stay within their game plan.
Well, every now and then the dam breaks. You know, I mean, and they get a nice little play, and they get 10 yards on a at a clips on it, and but then they do this and put them behind the sticks, and so it'll be second down and 15.
Play is coming in from the sideline now for the Beavers. Clock is running with about 25 seconds to go here in this third quarter, so I think this might be the last play of this third frame. BG defense trying to hold strong. It's a second down and long for the Beavers. They're inside their own 10-yard line. They throw. Pass is complete. Running to the outside is number 24. That's Carson Peters, and he is brought down well short of the first down as time expires in the third.
By a host of BG Bobcat tacklers on that play right there. Nice little play by the Beavers to get out of the end zone area, and it'll be third down in about seven.
We'll take a one-minute break as we start the fourth quarter coming up. 16-0 for BG over Beaver River when we come back on WCDO.
When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC. Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. Police at the scene? Request RC. They'll know who you mean. For nearly 40 years, Ralphie at RC Sales Service and Towing has been the area's go-to towing guy. Pulling cars out of holes, towing trucks after hitting poles, transporting vehicles after they roll. So if you need a tow, RC Sales Service and Towing is the way to go. Always reliable, always friendly, and always fair. So request the best. RC Sales Service and Towing, Route 7 in Sydney. Best equipment, most experience, and the nicest tow guy on the road. Call 563-9299. Keep that number handy, 563-9299.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. 16-0 the score here. BG is leading Beaver River. I do have a score update from Norwich. Norwich is leading Johnstown 28-0 in that game. So we appreciate the out-of-town score update.
Is that another cross-sectional?
Another cross-sectional game, yeah. Section 4 is doing well here tonight. So good job from Norwich. Norwich did play a real game last week. They were one of the only local teams to play a real game. We'll talk about that in a minute. Here's Beaver River as we flip ends of the field. They try to throw over the middle, almost picked off again. Good coverage by Ryan Perry.
Pass was intended for number 8 on Beaver River, and it just went right through his hands, fourth down, and about 7.
Yeah, Norwich, here was the deal with week 0, as they were calling it last week. You could scrimmage, you could play a real game. If you play a real game, it does not count towards the playoffs. Norwich said, hey, let's play Sherburne. Sherburne-Earlville, our neighbor, we don't get to play them all the time. And they came away with a 27-6 victory, and they're doing a nice job tonight as well against Johnstown. So Mike Christie and crew doing well. Here's a blocked punt as Beaver River tried to punt that one away. BG trying to run over to it on the near side. And they're saying that it was Doyle who broke through there. Joe Doyle, number 79, another sophomore. Yeah, he's fired up as he comes back to the sideline.
That
well
you gotta love to see.
Yeah, he broke through there. The ball, I hesitated because the ball was rolling towards the sideline. I wasn't sure if it was going to go out or not, but boy, Doyle is fired up right now.
Yeah, as he should be. That was awesome. That was great play right there.
Yeah.
BG takes over first and 10. The ball is on about the
23-24.
So here is BG going right to left. They're going to hand it off to Hagorian. And there's that upright running to about the 21-yard line here for the Bobcats.
All right, so I'm going to test your running back knowledge.
Oh, boy.
All right. Who was a phenomenal, and when I mean phenomenal running back, that ran with that style?
Give me a hint here.
Played for the Rams.
Oh, okay. I was thinking you're talking Tri-Town here. I was like...
No, I'm talking the big boys.
Oh, played for the Rams. Recently?
It was just set over here
right. I missed it. I missed. I could have cheated there.
ED. Eric Dickerson.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. He ran pretty much straight up.
Really?
But he would finish off runs, too.
Right. That's a pretty good comparison there. 10:50 to go here in this fourth quarter. Waiting for the snap. They're going to hand it off. A sweep to the outside here for BG, but Beaver River is going to sniff this one out. Declan Marshfield, who had that first touchdown of the night, gets ripped down in the backfield.
Yeah, they ran like a little delayed sweep-type play to the right side and did not fool the Beavers on that play. They lose 3 yards, so it'll bring up third down and 13.
And so this will be a third and long, as Tim said, here for BG. Trying to chew a little bit of clock here with 10:15 to go in the fourth quarter and a 16-0 lead. The Bobcats looking for a win here in week one. Waiting for the snap. Beams is going to take off. Good to see him back in the game after that cramp. Took a big hit here. Knocked down that was Josh Bush, who had that interception earlier, coming up to make the tackle.
Yeah, Beams was running to the left side, gets two back, and it'll bring up fourth down and 11 for the Bobcats.
So that is going to be a final score, 56-3, Tioga over Sydney tonight in Sydney. Very fast-moving second half.
Yeah, we said it before. I mean, it's just so hard to play that team because whether you get them in week 10 or if you get them in week 1, they just execute so great.
Waiting for the snap here on fourth down. Beams is going to go to the air, throws over the middle. This one is incomplete. Knocked down by the Beaver River defense, so a turnover on downs.
Yep.
But with 9:19 to go, BG leading by a score of 16-0, they are in the driver's seat at the moment if they can hang on with the good defensive play they've had here so far tonight.
Yeah, and a real nice defensive play right there by the Beavers, just timing that ball, hitting the receiver at the same time. So ball's incomplete, first and 10 for the Beaver River Beavers. Even though I want to say platypus.
So Beaver River will take over again. They're in the all white here tonight with the orange trim and kind of a navy blue mixed in there as well. A Class D team from Section 3, and there's just not that many Class D teams left up that way. As I said earlier, even Cooperstown is playing Tupper Lake tomorrow.
Trips to the right.
Yeah, trips to the right here. I mean, Tupper Lake was always a very good football town. For small schools. This one is tipped at the line, and instead of going to the trips, they tried to go to the single man on the left side. It was tipped at the line and knocked down. It's just amazing to me, the small schools these days.
Yeah, well, it's crazy. It is crazy, the numbers thing, but I want to say that play was a well-designed play and was going to go a long ways if that young man caught that ball. They were running a little screen play off to the left on the weak side.
And so again, 56-3, Sydney falling tonight to Tioga. Norwich with a nice lead in their game over Johnstown, and it's 16-0 here. I'll be interested to see the score of that Oneonta and Walton game tonight. You know, Oneonta had a pretty good spring last year, and they were able to put some points up, and they were young. So I'm excited to see what Oneonta might bring to the table this year.
And Walton lost a lot.
They did. Walton, you know, they had a tough time in the spring as well because they were replacing that whole class with Dylan Jacob and all those guys. Beaver River is going to throw over the middle and through the outstretched hands of the intended receiver, Carson Peters. Boy, he catches that. That might have been 6 points right there.
Yeah, what a nice throw that was by Mullen right there to Peters, but Peters just couldn't bring it in. So third down and 10.
So 9:06 to go, fourth quarter. 16-0 lead here for BG. Boy, Walton, you know, that Walton-Tioga game in 2019, 2 years ago, one of the best games we've called.
Yeah, great game. That was a lot of fun going down to do that.
But, they lost a lot in that class, and it showed last year. Walton, you know, was definitely young. And I was talking to them the other day, and even Coach Hoover said, we're young on the line, too, and that's their bread and butter, yeah, as you know. So that's tough. So here's the snap. Mullen is going to keep it on a little fake. He's into the open field on the left side, across the 40, out to the 43. A nice play there. Sold that fake well. Fooled the defense and picks up a first down for Beaver River.
Yeah, they did. They really had a nice fake, and running back did a really nice job of carrying out that fake to the right side, and Mullen bootlaid to the left and gets first down yardage. The ball is now spotted at the 42-yard line of Beaver River, first and 10.
8:50 to go in the fourth quarter, and BG leads by a score of 16 to nothing. So obviously Tioga is a good team, but someone asked me the other day, you know, Nate, in your area, in 11-man, you know, who do you think is the team to beat? We'll talk about it after this play, as they'll do another quarterback keeper here for Mullen. This time he dances to the right side, gets across the 45 to the 50, lowers his shoulder, and that might be good for a first down. So Mullen is saying, let's go here,
yeah,
to Beaver River.
There's no quitting this kid. Double ones is saying, ride me, guys. I'll take you down to the end zone, and he just finished off that run for a first down, and they're now into BG territory with the ball at about the 46-yard line.
So my answer to that question was, you know, for the first time in a long time, I don't think, at least in the teams that we cover here on CDO, there's not a clear favorite, which is kind of fun in its own way, because it's like, let's see how the teams develop and let's see what happens within each division.
I'm going to say Windsor.
Really? Okay. They're going to throw over the middle here, Beaver River. This one almost picked off again here by BG. That was right through the hands of Noah Patton on defense.
There were three Bobcats around that wideout right there. That was a scary, scary ball in the air. I'm sure Mullen was like, I may have not wanted to throw that
so
there.
I went through it and checked in with all the coaches that we cover, and the overbearing theme was that almost every coach I talked to, including Windsor, said, we're young, we're inexperienced, we got guys at new positions, and you know, some of that might be coach talk,
right,
trying to downplay it a little bit,
yep,
but
you're not going to get a straight answer.
No, they never do, but even Windsor said that to me, you know,
yeah,
it's like, wow, there's going to be some new faces that are going to come to the forefront this year. Beaver River's going to throw here on second down. This one is picked off, and BG's going to get this back with 7:40 to go. He got a second chance. That was Noah Patton.
Yeah, Noah Patton was in the right place at the right time. The ball went right through the receiver's hands, right into Patton's hands for the INT.
Well done there by the Bobcats. Patton on the previous play had a chance, couldn't hold on. This time he said, all right, I got this one. And those are the plays that we said at halftime BG,
yeah,
was going to need just to protect this lead.
Yeah, they've done a really good job. I mean, there's been a couple of turnovers in this half that have gone both ways and have kind of fluttered the field, and then we had a really good punt by BG to pin the Beavers, you know, so it's been a little less offense in this half.
BG hands off on first down as they go right to left to Hagorian, and he is tripped up at about the line of scrimmage, maybe just behind, and loss of a couple yards on the play, it looks like.
Yeah, he did. Nice tackle by the end. Defensive end for number 27.
Yeah, good job by Beaver River breaking through there to bring him down. Clock continuing to move as we come up on 7 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. The Bobcats going right to left. Again, in the navy blue with the gray pants. This is going to be a second down and about 15 to go. Beams, the QB, is tripped up, lunges forward to maybe get about 2 yards on the play. Third down coming.
Yeah, they'll be third down and 13 on this play right here. Beams was able to get 2 yards, but still behind the sticks.
6:40 to go here, fourth quarter. BG leading Beaver River 16 to nothing here in this cross-section contest tonight. Beaver River from Section 3.
Beaver River, Beavers, Beaver River, Beavers.
Yeah, yeah, it's say that five times fast, right? So
I couldn't say it three.
And so the play coming in from the sideline here, BG more than willing to take their time as they try to choose some clock. And Beaver River just has not been able to get anything going on offense consistently here tonight. And they are looking at a long ride, a bus ride home here tonight if they can't put some points on the board soon.
Hopefully their coach is nice and gets them some food.
Yeah.
You know, I was really concerned about that. When you told me 114 miles... You get done playing a game, and you're going to definitely be hungry. Hopefully they get some food.
Well, the delay of game is called here against the Bobcats. Well,
their first for the year.
Yeah. That Sydney McDonald's might get overwhelmed tonight if Tioga fans are there.
Oh, that's
then Beaver
true.
River heads out.
They'll just get the Tigers out of the of the place, and then all of a sudden the Beavers will come in.
Another bus just pulled up. You got to be kidding me. Beams throws over
what
the middle.
A nice play he made, though, to even get that ball off, and then 87 took a shot as he was catching the ball and dropped it.
Yeah, Gregory took a heck of a shot there. Beams trying to make a play, and he does.
Flag down on the backside.
We do have a flag here with 6 minutes to go, and BG leading 16-0.
And it was thrown by the referee. So I'm going to say holding on the backside. No. Illegal shift.
And goes against the Bobcats with 6:02 to go. And so this is going to back them up for a long fourth down, and we'll get to see another boot here off the foot of Ethan Gregory.
All right, he's going to kick this from just about the 20.
Waiting for the snap. Snap is high. Gregory looks to get this one off, just does in time. And this goes through the air and is caught here by Mullen at the 40. Mullen on his feet to the 50, into BG territory with a spin move, lunges up to about the 42. And so Beaver River's going to have another opportunity with good field position.
Nate, did you see who made that open field tackle on Mullen?
I did not.
Number 55. We have said that number a number of times tonight.
Between Damon Seymour, 55 for BG, and Tony Ladd wearing 56, they've had a heck of a game. But Seymour, specifically.
Yeah. Seymour, I mean, couple of if he's not in a couple of spots, the score is not 16-0. It's 16-16.
And a lot of these guys, besides Gregory, that we have been mentioning here tonight, are all underclassmen, which is a good sign for the Bobcats. And Beaver River looking to throw, and this is through the hands of Peters for Beaver River. He had a clear first down. And
wide open.
Yeah, he was wide open, just slipped through his hands.
Yeah, wide open and didn't watch the ball all the way in. Well, always just tell people, and anybody that played the game, you catch the ball with your eyes first. You have to see it in order to catch it.
And you wonder, too, you mentioned this earlier, Tim, it's going to be a little dewy down there, a little slippery, a little wet.
Yeah, you can see that the field's a little, got a little moisture to it.
Yeah, definitely makes things a little bit harder. Here's Mullen on a QB keeper. He takes a big hit and then gets roped out of bounds here by two Bobcats. Leading the charge there was the freshman, Declan Marshfield.
Yeah.
Heck of a varsity debut for him.
Yeah, he's done a really nice job, too, and really nice defensive play right there. Mullen is not sure if he wants to run to that side again.
Yeah. Well, Marshfield,
third down and nine.
Marshfield came over, and the way he tackled him was almost like a piggyback. He jumped on him and was kind of in the air for a minute and then rode him out of bounds. So
it was pretty high.
I got to give a lot of credit to Mullen here, the quarterback for Beaver River. He has tried to do everything he can to get his team back in this game. Throws to the outside. This time it's batted down by the line with 5.5 to go, and BG leading Beaver River 16-0.
And that right there is great coaching right there, because that lineman knows that if he can't get to the quarterback, all he has to do is just get his hands up and make that throw a lot harder.
So this will be a fourth down coming up here for Beaver River. Fourth down and about 9 to go. They're going left to right. They're in BG territory at the 40, and at this point, they got to try to go for it. So Mullen will break the huddle here for the Beavers, who are on a big road trip here tonight down to Bainbridge.
Trips on the left side.
And we got a little early movement here. This one's going against Beaver River.
I would think so.
I mean, he didn't just jump. He sprinted off the line.
He was like, I'm going. I'm not telling you what my pattern is. So now it's going to be fourth down and 15, or 14, excuse me.
Well, make sure you take a look at WCDOsports.com during the week. As, pretty much during football season, what I like to do is I like to wait and kind of see how the matchups develop. And what teams are doing well, and so I decide pretty much on a week-to-week basis where we're going. So make sure you check out WCDOsports.com. I like to pick those games early next week, and we'll let you know where we're going to be for week two of the high school football season. We'll be promoting it on the radio all week as well. So here on fourth down, Mullen escapes the pocket here, chugging forward, but he is brought down by the BG defense at the 45-yard line. And breaking through was Hagorian to bring him down.
Yeah, number 57 also got some pressure on Mullen, but now the ball is turned over on downs, and it will be the Bobcats' ball, first and 10.
Yeah, Gavin Gifford was in there as well. I want to give him some credit for the Bobcats. With 5 minutes to go, BG now just a couple minutes away from picking up their first win of the 2021 season. And doing it in a variety of ways. Good offense, good defense. They've got some turnovers. The special teams game has been good. A nice field goal. A little bit of everything and a good team effort. Here's the snap on first down as BG goes right to left. And up the middle on a little QB keeper here for Beams. Driven back after a gain of about two.
Yeah, nice little play right there. But I just realized something that when he was running the ball, he's hard to find.
It really
if
is.
If he gets behind that line, the lineman, and he gets right behind him, it's going to kind of remind me of Manuel, how he used to put his hand right on their back and just take them where he wanted to.
I was just going to say that's exactly about the same size, 5'9", 155.
Yeah.
I mean, that's about what Jesse Manuel was, a great runner for Tioga just a couple of years ago. And so here is Hagorian with a handoff to the left wing side across the 40 to the 35 for BG. Boy, when he gets rumbling, he can be hard to bring down.
Yeah, real nice run right there. He just took the ball left off the left tackle end gap and just ran with two people on his back for 5 yards. And the ball will be spotted at about the 34-yard line. It'll be first and 10.
3:50 to go in the fourth quarter, and BG leading 16-0. Make sure you stay tuned after the game. We'll have our three awards. We'll do our scoring recap as well. We'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players here tonight. Here's Hagorian again across the 30 to the 25, rumbling through Beavers territory.
Yeah, he's close to another first down on that play. We'll see if the mark gives him 10. Yep, they're moving him on, so 10 yards on that carry for Hagorian. First and 10 again at the 25.
And you got to figure he's going to get better and better with more coaching and more teaching. Yeah, he's only a sophomore. And just
now,
with the frame that he has.
Right. Now, you tell me, because I don't know, has this kid played football?
That I don't know.
Right. So I'm like, this is really impressive if he has.
Hand off here for BG to the left side again for Caleb Brimmer. Still fighting his way forward. Looks like the ball popped out for a minute. I believe BG did hold on. Yeah, when I was here for practice, Coach Lormer said, "Hey, we got this guy. He moved into the district last year. Didn't want to play in the spring. He wasn't quite comfortable yet. But they did a lot of off-season work with him, and I'll have to ask if this is his first year playing or not."
That would be interesting to know.
If so, it's been a very nice debut for him.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
2.5 to go, fourth quarter, 16-0 lead. For BG, as they're looking to put the final stamp on this one here tonight on their home field in Bainbridge. The snap on a second down at about 8 to go. Beam slices and dices through the defense up the middle, and that's good for about 5 yards.
Yeah, Beams with a nice little cut into linebacker level. Made one guy miss and then kind of did a little spin move to get a couple more yards. Gets really close to the 6, third and 1.
So 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. BG just counting down the time now before they can move that record to 1-0. Beams on a third down and short inside the Beaver River 20. Goes to Hagorian again. Oh, boy, he's met by a pile of Beavers there, and I think it'll be short of the first down, so a fourth down coming.
Wouldn't a bunch of Beavers been there?
Yeah, a bunch of Hey, we've done pretty good with avoiding every Beavers cliche that we could have come up
with. We're trying.
Somebody said something up here before the game about chewing on it or something. Chew on that one. So they did give BG a first down on that run by Hagorian with 1:10 to go. So BG trying to put an extra score on here if they can. They run to the outside. Across the 15, close to the 10 for Nate Martin here on that run. I believe it was Martin, or it could have been Kevin Lang.
27.
I was thinking it was 11 that had the ball there.
Okay. They ran the jet sweep to the left with somebody.
positive who it was.
Got some new faces in there.
Yeah.
I think it was Kevin Lang.
All right.
And so
well, you know me. I can't see the thing anyways. So.
40 seconds left. Will BG punch one in here on a second down and 10 to go? Here's Beams in the shotgun. Beams will hand it off. A run to the left side. Beaver River is there for the tackle. With 20 seconds left, this has been a very nice opening win here for BG.
Nice.
On their home field in front of a nice crowd. I think we picked a good one for week one. And that is going to do it. I don't think they're going to get another play in here. 16 to nothing is going to be our final score. Make sure you stay tuned for the postgame show coming up in just a few minutes. BG defeats Beaver River by a score of 16 to nothing here in Bainbridge tonight on WCDO. Stay tuned.
Your friends at Marabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Marabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Marabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Marabito Gresham work for you.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks, one last time inside the press box here in Bainbridge. Our score, BG defeats Beaver River by a score of 16 to nothing. I'm Nate Lull for Tim Cutting, and Tim, a very nice showing for head coach Israel Lormer and the Bobcats.
Yeah, really nice job. You know, not one-dimensional, did a really nice job on both sides of the ball, and good win for the Bobcats and a great start to 2021.
Now, let's get into our three awards here tonight. Now, normally we give two to the winning team, one to the losing team, but since we don't see Beaver River on a regular basis, we're going to give three awards here to the BG Bobcats tonight, and we will start off with our offense award. If I can turn my page here. It's the preseason for me too, right? So, or week one, I should say. Our Outstanding Offense Award is brought to you by NBT Bank, top rated by Forbes 3 years in a row and rated highly by the people that matter most. Our customers, NBT, I got you there, sorry. The people that matter most are the customers. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports here on WCDO. Boy, shame on me for messing that one up. I apologize, NBT. Tim, any thoughts on our offensive award here tonight? I think there's a couple different ways we could go.
Well, I'm going to say I like the way the young man ran the show tonight, Mr. Beams.
Mm-hmm.
He did a fantastic job. When he had to run, he ran. When he threw the ball, he threw the ball. I think he did a good job giving the ball to the running back, and I would have to say he was probably a catalyst for the Bobcats tonight.
Yeah, we'll go Ethan Beams tonight, the quarterback for BG with our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. Next up is the Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Marabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Marabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school football on WCDO. I think no question tonight we want to go with Damon Seymour, number 55 for the BG Bobcats.
Double nickel was all over the place tonight and on the defensive side. I mean, he had some fantastic plays, and like I said before, if he doesn't make those plays, this game is not 16-0, it's 16-16 or whatever.
Lastly is the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney. always supporting youth in our local communities and happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. Echo Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. I don't know about you. I'd like to go with Ethan Gregory here tonight. He did a fantastic job punting the ball, made plays all over the field. He had that touchdown that got called back. I thought he did a little bit of everything.
Yeah, I think that was a great call because that's what I was thinking myself. I mean, The game starts off with a turnover because of his kickoff, his onside kick, and BG gets the ball and goes down and scores and right away. So, you know, and then like you said, punter.
Yeah.
Wow.
And, you know, a couple times he flipped the
field. Yeah, totally flipped the field. So the one time they kicked from the 45 or whatever it was, and it went down to the one. Great job by that young man.
Let's quickly run you through tonight's scoring summary. Right back to the first drive of the game, actually the first opening kickoff of the game. BG kicked it, bounced off a Beaver River player. They picked it up. They went down. And a couple plays later, BG was able to score on a 30-yard pass from Ethan Beams to Declan at Marshfield, a 30-yard TD catch for a 7-0 lead. Then in the second quarter, to cap the scoring, a 30-yard field goal from Nolan Hawkins. That was tremendous, had plenty of leg. And then Beams, right as time expired going into the halftime break, a 7-yard TD run, dove for the pylon and got it, giving BG a 16-0 lead. And they were able to hold off Beaver River in the second half. So that is our scoring summary here tonight. So, Tim, great to be back with you again. Friday Night Lights, and we'll see what week two brings us.
Yeah, we'll see what matchup we have for you folks next week. And, Nate, I am so happy to be back doing this. Missed a couple of games last time when it was the spring season. I had some things pop up when you had some issues with the pandemic that kind of changed things, but I'm really glad to be back here calling games in 2021.
The two options I think I'm really looking at next week, we have Newark Valley right back here at BG, so that's an option. We also have Unitego at Unadilla Valley.
Okay.
So we could go over to the land of the fog as we have
the
before.
The land of the Krispy Kreme.
That's true. They usually have some good treats for us over there. So,
and BG did tonight, too. You know, I mean, they fed us tonight, so that was good.
Yeah, shout out to everybody for giving us some good food up here in the box. Really appreciate that. So, again, our final score, 16-0. BG defeats Beaver River here for a Week 1 victory. A big thank you as well to Jim Tomeo back in our WCDO studios. You can go back and check out our game audio archive on WCDOsports.com. It's a free download. You can listen to this game anytime. So for Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. We'll see you next week on WCDO Sports. Have a good night.
WCDO and WCDO FM, Sydney, W222CR, Norwich.
He's certified, and he comes with a 2-year limited warranty. Rob Ray, weekday mornings from 6 to 9:30 on WCDO.